Extract 2.
No, leave it, said the young woman. Don't take it. Too expensive, too much. She shook her head and raised her voice to the old man, giving up the lion. He held it high where she had handed it to him. No, she said, shaking her head. 3 and 6, insisted her husband loudly. Yes, Bass, laughed the old man. 3 and 6. The young man was incredulous. Oh, leave it, she said. The young man stopped. Don't you want it? He said, keeping his face closed to the old man. No, never mind, she said. Leave it. The old native kept his head on one side, looking at them sideways, holding the lion. 3 and 6, he murmured, as old people repeat things to themselves. The young woman drew her head in. She went into the coop and sat down. Out of the window, on the other side, there was nothing. Sand and bush and thorn tree. Back through the open doorway, past the figure of her husband in the corridor, there was the station, the voices, wooden animals waving, running feet.
Nadine Gordimer, The Train from Rhodesia, The Soft Voice of the Serpent and Other Stories, 1952.